Kia ora koutou. Welcome to the Bad Monkey Music Show, and this is episode 6. And boys and girls, this is going to be a pretty special episode. But first of all, a word of caution. I must inform all listeners that this particular episode could be classified as not safe for work. So I don't know if you're working on a Sunday, but nonetheless. And it also might warrant the PG classification because there could be potential swearing and some rambunctious behavior over the airwaves because we could get a little bit excited today. So in short, this is what the monkey is going to call the ZFG episode or the Zero Fucks Given episode of the Bad Monkey Music Show this Sunday. And on this live episode, my guests and I are definitely going to go all out. So you might be wondering, who is here with me? Well, that's a secret for now. I will be discussing the state of music with my guests and media in New Zealand, upcoming new music and gigs, and so on. So we are going to start off with introductions. And joining me on this ZFG episode are key members of some other independent music media sites right here in Aotearoa. Let's start with Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hello, hello.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, I have a website called Ambient Light. We review pretty much anything music-related. That's probably about it. Like, I work in TV during the day, try and keep my head down as much as possible. And then the night times are for shooting gigs.
And how long have you started this site?
The site's been around for nearly 2 years now. But I was a music photographer, for a good 15 years before that.
Fantastic. And are there specific type of genres that you focus on, or it's pretty much anything?
Ambient Light covers everything. Personally, I'm into the metal and that kind of punk, etc. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, we cover everything.
Awesome. And now we're going to move on to Senor Steve Bone.
Good morning. How are you going? Afternoon.
Afternoon. I've been curious to hear how you sound like on radio, but listen to that voice. I knew I was going to make you blush. So tell us about yourself, sir.
I'm Steve. I photograph for music.net.nz, which has been around for 20 years now.
Yes, that's right. You guys just celebrated 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell us.
Had a good party.
Where?
At Neck of the Woods.
Neck of the Woods.
Yep.
And you had some fantastic bands playing as well, I think.
Yep. I was outside for some of it, but I was inside for others. I think I was the only photographer there that didn't have a camera, which was weird. I was out of my comfort zone.
You decided that I'm just going to sit back and enjoy, is it?
Yeah, I wanted a little drink.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I knew that everyone else would have their cameras.
That's right. Pointing at another person in the studio. Yep. But tell us about you as a photographer and a music lover. When did that start?
I think I've been photographing for 8 years now.
Okay.
Fell into it by mistake, I think. Good Shirt got back together after a bit of hiatus, and I knew the lead singer, said, I want to photograph, and had to get a media pass for it, which I had no clue about.
Right.
And it got that really easily. It was a daytime gig.
Okay.
I had a kit lens and shot really easily.
Okay.
And then I learnt about darkness and all of that.
There was no turning back.
No.
Embrace the darkness.
Indeed.
And how did you get to meet Music.net and Lisa and her gang?
I'd bounced around a couple of publications and I'd always seen music.net.nz.
Right.
So I thought I'd flick an email and here we are.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you are. Cool. And we were going to make this even more historical by also inviting Megs over here to represent Libel, right? And yeah, we're all shedding tears, Megs, because you were presumably shouting all night at Power Station, enjoying the gig last night. So sorry you have a sore throat, and we hope that you recover your voice soon. But in her place, we have the lovely Jeannie, who just came off another show, and I kind of roped her in and said, Jeannie, I need someone else here. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Ooh, we need to speak up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Ruben.
Oh, cool. I know you've done your introductions in the earlier show, but we're going to have to do run-through again, so please go ahead.
Okay. I'm Jenny. I've been shooting music for just over a year now, and I've actually shot for everyone else in the room as well as Megs, so...
Oh, there you go.
I get around.
You get around as a photographer, I tell you.
I sure do.
I'm not going to really, I think I am. So which publication or site do you like the most?
Oh, don't make me choose.
Ooh, we're going to start off. We're going to start off hot here. Come on.
No, I mean, I will shoot for any publication just about. I told myself I didn't want to shoot for too many, just I didn't want to get in over my head.
Right.
Because that's when, obviously, your quality goes down.
Yeah.
She's
being politically unsafe. So, go on. I'll make it easy for you. Why don't you say one thing you like about each of the sites represented in this room and Libel?
Okay. Well, I'll start off with Libel. When I was first starting out, Megs was the first one to offer me a spot.
Go, Megs.
Covering a gig at the power station. None of her core team were available, so she reached out to me and said, hey, would you like to cover this gig for us at power station?
Excellent.
And that was, I think, the first night I met Doug as well.
A true gentleman.
Pretty much grew from there.
Sometimes.
So that was my first experience shooting for someone other than myself.
Okay, cool.
Early deadlines and all that carry on.
And Megs has always been a champion for photographers, we have to say that. So go, yeah. Megs, thank you so much.
I know, she's always been really supportive and helpful, putting up with all of my questions and everything like that. So
that's cool.
But yeah, obviously I shoot for Radio 13 as well, as
whoop,
I was
whoop.
Last Ooh, night.
Represent.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Ah, you just had to throw that in, didn't you, Steve? Do tell. So what is good about Radio 13?
Radio 13's a great little family. I mean, they all are, really. Our photographer family as well. We all get along. We all work well in the pit together. And, yeah, I mean, I love that Radio 13 has exposed me to music. Like, you'll ring me or message me and say, hey, what are you doing this Saturday? Do you want to cover this for me? Sure, why not? And that's how I discovered some amazing acts like the Miltones I'd never heard of before.
And that was Point Chev, I remember.
Point Chev RSA. You messaged me and said, hey, do you want to cover this? I'm like, sure, why not? Dragged my partner along and both of us absolutely
fell in
love with
them. That was the first time I met Steve. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Steve, other Steve, partner of Ginny, not Steve Bone, right?
Yeah, who reviews on occasion for
That's right.
Radio Steve 13 and MusicNet.
Correct.
So.
All right, so now, Doug, ambient light.
Oh, I've only had the pleasure of shooting for Doug a couple of times.
Very hard to shoot for ambient light. You could go through so many protocols.
We only want the best.
Ooh, snap.
No, I mean, I think the first time I shot for Doug, it was on the day, actually. There was a gig at the Tuning Fork, and I found out on the day my friend's band were opening for Palais Royal. And he messaged me and said, oh, are you shooting this? I'm like, damn it, no, I'm not. Ah. And then in the Auckland Photographers chat group that we have, Doug was like, well, do you want to? I'm like, yes, please. And, yeah, fortunately, I already had my camera with me. I'd been shooting a work Christmas party before that.
Very good.
So made sure I didn't drink too much champagne before I hauled ass over to the Tuning Fork. And
so the Palais Royal, that was you
that
shooting
was my
for
first
ambient
one
light.
For ambient, yeah.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
Yeah, and then MusicNet as well. The thing I love about MusicNet is they're such champions for local music.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, even if I'm not assigned to shoot a gig, if I'm just out shooting for fun, I'll always upload a couple of sets to the site because, you know, there would be no local music industry. Well, there would, but we do what we can to help promote the bands, promote the gigs, help them out, give them content for their sites. You know, they're always sharing the photos, and every band that I talk to is always so appreciative of everything that we all do. They love it when they see, you know, photos of them supporting internationals or just a local gig down at the pub or Ding, Whammy, wherever we happen to be on the night.
Excellent. So, well, I think you played that very well. So here's the first song. Yeah, I know, right? Here's our first song for this episode 6 of the Bad Monkey Show. Army of Me, and that's by Bjork, and I believe that was a track that Doug had shared with me when we were chatting about this. Why Bjork, Doug?
Basically because when you first talked to me about music, I decided to choose the top gigs that I've shot in my life, and Bjork was one of them.
Wow, okay. Where did you shoot Bjork?
She was a second headliner at Big Day Out.
Oh, wow.
Many years ago now. Wow. I can't remember.
I have not had the pleasure of catching her on camera. Tell us about this experience.
She was really fired up.
Okay.
She was performing before Rage Against the Machine, who...
Wow.
Yeah, they were reforming. It was going to be their big We're Back. And she came out on stage with a full troupe of dancers and musicians, and the crowd didn't like her at all.
Really?
Yeah, what? Yeah, they were... amped, waiting for Rage.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a different,
middle finger, and just went for it. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. And how was she dressed? Because she's always different, right?
Yeah, she had... It was like a green dress. She had this giant headpiece on that was like a bubble, but it looked like it had maybe been craft-worked. Yeah, it was weird.
Usually it is when it comes to Bjork. Ah, cool. Okay, well, maybe you can carry on by now telling us about Ambient Light and why do you do what you do, because we know it's not for the money.
Absolutely not. basically, Ambient Light came about because I'd been shooting for, 15 years or so, and it was getting harder and harder to get to gigs because there was this huge influx of new photographers coming in, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now that I have Ambient Light, I'm stoked at all the new people coming in because it's so hard. But it was really hard to find a gig, and the acts that I was... sorry, not the acts. The outlets that I was shooting for, basically, I thought that I could do better.
Okay.
I felt that we needed a bit of a shake-up in the scene. There was the same sort of five or six photographers shooting the same things. Yeah, so I thought, I can do better than this. I'm going to do it and do it my way. And basically, that's how it all came about.
Very good. And did you have any prior experience at this time of managing or building a website? Or
I had a pretty small-time cycling blog.
Okay.
I covered mountain biking a lot, but was never getting any views. I think max was like maybe 100 views a week or something. It was pretty small time.
Okay.
And also my partner is a blogger as well, so she was able to help out.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Give you a little bit of tips on how to...
Yes.
Very good. And did you build Ambient Light yourself?
Just through WordPress.
Okay, WordPress. Okay, yeah. Cool. And then just kind of build connections with promoters, publicists.
I had a lot of those already from my years at shooting.
Ah, that's right, yes.
It used to be that the photographers would contact them and get everything set up, and then we would shop for who we were going to give the photos to.
Right.
Whereas it's a bit different now. The outlets all,
pretty much published kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about Steve? Do you know how MusicNet actually started? I mean, this is way back. And respect given to 20 years, you know?
Yeah. 20 years is massive.
It is.
They started out just about New Zealand music.
Okay.
We went to cover internationals as well, but we found that by doing that, New Zealand music didn't get as much, I guess... There's more emphasis on the international gigs,
right?
By our photographers and reviewers.
Okay.
So
it was not a priority.
No, but everyone wants to shoot a big name.
Yeah, of course.
Mm. So we decided to just concentrate on New Zealand music again.
And this is sort of countrywide, right? So you've got photographers, MusicNet's got a pretty good network.
Yep.
Across all the major cities.
I'd say Auckland down to Dunedin.
Right.
Lisa and Adam, who run music.net.nz, they're in Palmerston North, which
it's not really
the hub of
Tom. It's not the venue spot of the...
No, definitely not.
Yeah. But they just do it for the love of music, don't they?
That's right, yeah.
Cool. And it was so good to have Lisa and her team come up here when you guys celebrated 20 years. It was the time when we had launched the From the Pit exhibition.
Yeah.
So to come, to have her come over with Adam and Bevan as well flew up. So, yeah, it was really, really, we were so grateful to have that kind of support and be part of the exhibition, which we know is going to carry on year.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so tell us more about music.net now. So how do you now shoot or cover exclusively New Zealand artists?
Yep, yeah. If there's an international with a New Zealand opener, we might look at it, but...
Okay.
Yeah, mainly it's just New Zealand gigs.
Okay.
Which is where my passion is right now.
Maybe you can also tell us a little bit about how... If someone wants to photograph gigs and wants to be part of music.net, how does one do so?
Flick Lisa or myself an email or jump on music.net.nz.
Okay.
And contact us through there. It's music with a Z, not with an S.
If you don't know music.net after they've been here in 20 years, you're definitely not reading the right material.
That's right.
And how about Ambient Life? Just switching to Doug. So if someone was interested, and I know you only want the best, but how does one contact Ambient Light?
Probably the best way is to either fire me an email at doug@ambientlight.co.nz or through our Facebook or Instagram. We monitor those as well.
Fantastic. And for Ginny, I know you shoot not that much for Libel, but you've had some conversations with Megs, right, at Libel?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think about Libel in particular?
Well, I know Libel always plays an emphasis on quality.
Okay.
Megs has always said to me that she would rather have 10 amazing shots than 30 shots.
Mm.
So the quality aspect is definitely there.
Okay.
I know she has a core team of photographers, of which I get to be one, and I'm very thankful for that.
So she has a core team, and you also have kind of...
Yeah, there's the core team of photographers, and then there's the, like, almost... I don't want to say backup team, but, you know, anyone can apply to shoot a gig with Libel. The core team usually will be given preference, but with that said, I got a couple of really awesome gigs back when I was still backup. Don't know if it's just no one on the core team applied for them or what quite happened, but yeah, she's really good at basically giving anyone a shot. There's always process, so, you know, making sure you go through the right channels. If you want to shoot, you get your application in, and then she'll get back to you and say who's shooting,
right,
all of that sort of thing. So.
Right. And I have to say, I mean, I've shot, like many of you, internationally as well. And coming here, it's been really, really cool to see that we're all competing against one another, but yet we all have friendships as well, and respect.
I don't see it as competing.
Oh, you don't see?
No.
I do see you as a competitor.
Yeah?
Oh, a friend more than that.
Oh, okay.
But no, curiously, why don't you see it as competing?
I think because we're... so small, I think, like New Zealand. Maybe we are. I don't know. I just don't see it as a competition.
You know, you've kind of touched on a very deep subject here, because every photographer sees things and captures things differently.
Yeah, for sure.
So is it really competition when, you know, we are essentially just expressing ourselves in our own way, right?
Yeah.
I think the only competition really sometimes comes down to when there's a particular show everyone wants to shoot. The only competition is who's going to actually get chosen. Once you're selected for the gig, then it's just fun.
Yeah.
I mean, every photographer has their own style. We all interpret the show in a slightly different way. And I've never had a bad pit experience with any of the photographers I've worked with.
Ooh, I can name a few people that I wouldn't want to share the pit with, but then again, it's me being the asshole.
I've been really lucky. I mean, you know, everyone seems to work well together. I've had a couple of more bad experiences with fans, almost.
Yeah.
Not intentional, but, you know, beers being thrown, glasses being broken.
Yeah. But that's just
I got elbowed last night as I was leaving the pit. Not intentional at all, but, you know, it just goes with the territory. So,
but I have a beautiful story. I mean, it's not my story, but I remember someone in this room here had a line to go to photograph a download. And what happened, Doug?
It didn't work out. That's probably all I can say about that.
But what happened after?
Well, I'd contacted Megs, who I knew was going over to shoot another band, and she was over the moon. She got to shoot Download.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's the story, right? I mean, even though we are, okay, competition when it comes to music sites, but we also respect each other as artists and photographers, and I know Steve's shot for Radio 13, you've shot for Libel. I have not shot for Ambient, have I?
I've asked you a couple of times, you just... always say no.
Oh, come on. I apologize. I have to make it a point now before the end of the show. At least one gig for Ambient.
Yeah, we'll get you one.
But the other thing is, there are times when the unforeseen happens, right? So someone's photographer could not show up, and here we go, and we ask each other, hey, could you supply me some images?
Yeah.
We've always done that. So, I mean, I can't think of any other publications or sites I've shot for outside New Zealand that actually do that without paying.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a different side of the story, the paying bit. But I think before we carry on, let's now play another song for our listeners.
I come in the breath of the dead, bathing in my papa blood, bare bone and covered in red, waiting on that evening flood. And I came on a ship on fire to the seas you call your home, climbed down from the highest spire, I disappeared with the ocean foam.
Pretty hardcore right there. That's Ship on Fire, Zeal and Ardor. And I chose that track again because there is a story behind the time that this Swiss metal band came to New Zealand. So I'm going to ask Doug to tell us about the story because he put in some money here.
Yeah, yeah. They came to New Zealand and did one show in Wellington.
Okay.
One of my favourite acts, so of course I had to be there. We flew down, spent the day looking at Te Papa and all those exciting places. And then we got a message through Facebook saying that the show was off.
Oh,
wasn't going to happen. Yeah, sitting in the motel room, I actually cried.
And why? Why was it off?
They'd been stuck in customs for 8 hours.
They, the band?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
The band was stuck in Wellington Customs. One of them had tried to bring something in that they perhaps shouldn't have.
I see. Okay.
A banana or an apple or something.
Well, yeah, the album covers a rotten apple, so we'll go with that.
Yep. Must be that, then.
Yeah, but they finally got out and decided, well, we're here, let's do this.
Okay.
Their gear had been lost somewhere between Australia and New Zealand.
Okay.
So they did a stripped-down gig, and it was absolutely amazing.
Wow, I mean, that would have been quite exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were at they played at Valhalla in Wellington. Shout out to the Valhalla guys because they're amazing.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. Yeah. I'm not sure what the capacity crowd there is, but it's about 150 people or so. It's very small.
Okay.
So these guys are playing massive stadiums in Europe, etc., and then come to New Zealand and play to a small crowd and tear it up, I guess.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about this band. So they're Swiss. They're from Switzerland, right?
Yes. Swiss-American.
Swiss-American, okay. And they play a very unique blend of metal.
Yeah, yeah. The story is that they... the lead singer, Manuel, was on 4chan.
4chan? What's
yeah,
that? What's a drug?
It's a terrible website.
Oh, it's a website, sorry.
Memes, etc.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And basically he put out a shout saying, you know, what styles of metal or what styles of music should we play?
Okay.
And some racist redneck said that, well, you're black, so you should team up nigger music with metal. And he went, okay, cool. So ancient slave music instead of hip-hop, as the racist dude was. And he teamed that up with metal, and that's what they are. It's great.
Wow, amazing. So slap in the face.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I didn't know that story. Huh? Thanks for sharing. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, on to more... I wouldn't say important, but here's the exciting bit. This is the question. What is the most frustrating part of doing what we do to promote music here in New Zealand? And I'm going to now go to Steve first. Because he's thinking so hard, he's actually sweating.
Yeah.
So, what's the most frustrating part? I mean, you've worked in music.net, you've helped doing a lot of the planning and the scheduling and,
yep,
and so on and so forth. So, what's the most frustrating bit for you?
Lack of contact.
Off with?
Publication. Oh no. Probably the PR teams, the PR companies.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Lack of contact with them.
They send a PR, send a press release through.
Mm-hmm.
We reply saying, yeah, we'd like to send this person to photograph for a review, and then we hear nothing, and that's a hard part.
Yeah.
In a day where everyone's got a mobile, got a phone.
But is it you don't hear anything, or you hear maybe just before the gig?
Yeah, you'll hear nothing up until the day of.
Right, right.
Not even yes or no or maybe. It'll be zero, and then here's the times.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Is it because they're waiting on... I mean, I don't know enough about the insides and out of the whole media planning thing that happens here, but maybe because they need approval somewhere,
yeah,
maybe?
I'd say it, yeah.
Yeah, could be. Who knows?
Just a little bit of contact would be nice.
That's true. I mean, it helps with the planning, especially when we have multiple people we need to contact and say, hey, be here at this time and go here, and these are the photo rules, right?
Yeah.
No, I get that. I get that. And Doug, how about you? What's the most frustrating bit?
I'm probably the exact opposite of Steve. I'm just sitting here looking at my emails. Currently have 2,619 unread emails.
Chuck us your phone, I'll sort that out.
And that's not because I've signed up to mailing lists or anything. That is just publicists and PRs from not only New Zealand, but from around the world. They see us, like they'll Google, we'll pop up or something, and we're suddenly their new best friend.
Right.
They want their artist to be featured, which would be cool if I wasn't getting hundreds of emails per
right.
day.
Yeah. But it's a good problem, though, no?
Yes and no. They can be quite pushy.
Oh, yeah, I get
so,
that.
So, yeah, like I'll say, cool, I'll do a feature, like we'll write a review.
Right.
Then we'll probably get another four or five saying, where is it? Why haven't you done
it? Oh, really?
And when we're not being paid, which is kind of the big thing in the whole industry, is none of us get paid, it's hard to be pushed and prodded by these people who do get paid for promoting their artists.
Yes.
It's tough. And I mean, I love the New Zealand promoters and publicists. I actually don't have a bad word to say about any of them. I think they're all wonderful.
Right.
But a lot of the time we just... people need to realise that we all have full-time jobs outside of this. We have family members who we want to spend time with. Some of us don't. But yeah. And it's tough.
Yeah, no, I get that. And it's similar for me as well. I've reached a point where I actually have to draw a line on some of the genres that Radio 13 can cover. Unfortunately, I have a small team, and the team, guess what, don't get paid. Everyone volunteers because they want to either go to a gig to review or they want to go photograph a gig. But I just have to say, right, this specific genre, pop, for example, it's not a secret that we don't do a lot of pop shows. It's just not something that we are equipped. We don't have the resource nor the depth of knowledge that we can do it. And that's how I try to cut it out. But yeah, I mean, it's hard when we are actually part of the supply chain, but yet we are unfinanced and we do this independently, right? Yeah. So what other things can you, how about you, Ginny? I mean, you maybe they're not part of owning a media site, but what are some frustrations that you face?
I think there's a couple of things that come to mind. Obviously, Steve's already touched on the late approvals. Along with that is when you are expecting one thing, so you're told first three songs from the pit, you get there, you know, I don't always bring my entire kit to every show. If I'm told it's from the pit, I might bring certain lenses over others and leave others at home. And then you get there, it's like, oh, sorry, you're at the front of house, which is sometimes 20, 30, 40 metres back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you're not prepared for that, it can be a little bit stressful.
Yeah.
The other one, which I think we encountered earlier this year, was when we had to wait for approval of images before we could actually post them. And it took 4 days, by which time it's old news and, you know, everyone's moved on from that.
Was that the Alice in Chains gig?
Yes.
Truss Arena,
I think it was about 4 days. We shot on the Thursday and the approvals came through like the following Tuesday or something. By then, you know, you can't hold back a review for 4 days. People want to read the review the next day.
Yeah, that's right.
Generally, people want to see the photos the next day as well. Like, you know, you get to work in the morning from the show last night, you're still on that high and you want to relive it in that moment.
Yeah.
4 days later, everyone's moved on.
No, that's true. That's true.
We had a gig and it was well over 4 days. It was probably a couple of weeks later that we got the approval for.
Oh, really? Wow. And this was a New Zealand band?
No, this was international.
Ah, okay. I start to see a bit of that. I mean, Billie Eilish was the same, right? She had apparently, well, I'm not sure if it was Billie herself, but someone from Billie's posse had to kind of go through and make sure. I love that shot. You can use that shot.
Mm. Being the only one that didn't have shots approved for that.
Tell us about that, Doug. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I still don't know why to this day.
Was it just lost in emails or something?
No, they specifically said, we like all of these images except for these ones.
Really?
And those ones were mine, yeah. Like, obviously we got approved shots when the final approved came, but
right.
For the initial shots, have no idea.
Ooh. Ouch, man.
Yeah.
We need to speak, Billy. What's up with this?
Yeah. But you still got to shoot the show.
Exactly. So, all good for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. Well, before we get carried away, why don't we play another song?
Look at me and I look at you. What do you see? What would you do? Put yourself in my shoes. How much have you got to lose? You would hold us down. I wish you knew the battles we had to choose. Trying to change your point of view. Shame, you act like my imperfections can't be seen in my own reflection. But think what you want, cause I'm different to you. I prefer to be me, I can't be you too. There's no one I'd rather be. can't you just let me be?
Beautiful song there by The Lunatics called Aliens, and this was a song picked by Steve. So Steve, tell us a little bit about the song.
I saw on Facebook a gig with the Tourette's Association of New Zealand. It was called Brainwaves. Tiki Tane and Holly Smith, they were headlining, plus a third band called The Lunatics, which I like the name of.
Lunacy is something close to you, is it?
Lunatics. So everyone... everyone in the band had or has Tourette's.
Okay.
Yeah. All young kids.
And I think the singer's, what, 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was there for the sound check. The band warmed up and then I was wandering around and had this voice and it was Ava, the lead singer.
Wow.
And I was blown away by it.
Wow. Yeah. She really has some very melodic...
Yeah.
Voice there.
Backstage, all their tics sort of came out. On stage, nothing.
Wow.
Which, that was cool to see.
Oh, that's awesome.
And everyone there had a great time, which is what music's about.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And did they write this song themselves?
Yep.
Wow. Cool. Okay. Yeah. And what did they use the song for?
There's a program on TV right now called Living with Tourette's. And
okay.
I know that that song is in the show at some point. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. No, that's super cool. Thank you for picking that song. I think that was very touching.
Hmm.
So now to continue on our little discussion here about the overall industry, the next question is, what would make it easier and perhaps more fulfilling? Apart from money, I mean, obviously a little bit of cash would help us with a lot of the overheads and admin work that we have to do to manage our own sites, but what would make our life so much more fulfilling to promote the music that we love here in Aotearoa? And I'm going to look at Doug and put him in the hot seat first.
Good question.
It's a tough one. But.
Yeah, yeah. Taking money out of the equation. Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. The way that we're treated by everyone... is good generally. I kind of like the way I look at it is I don't expect anything else because we're doing this to promote these bands. So cool, it would be nice to be paid, but our payment is kind of pushing the stuff that we love onto a broader audience. So yeah, I'm a bit stumped on this one.
Well, I think maybe one way, and I know Meg's had maybe mentioned this before as well, is to have some form of a consistent template for press releases, maybe, right? Because I know we juggle with that, so yeah. We have different press releases in different formats, and then I know we use Dropbox and images sometimes can and cannot be consistent, but that potentially could be something.
It would help, I guess, yeah.
That one thing. I mean, the time aspect that Steve brought up is a crucial one, but again, it may not be dependent on the promoter or publicist. They might be dependent on the tour management to make a decision at that time, and sometimes sound checks don't happen until the last minute, so who knows how many photographers they will allow in the pit and so on, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what do you think, Steve? What else can be done? Hey, this is the wish list, guys. Come on, don't be fucking silent. We have to expect everyone's listening to this. So tell us.
I really don't know.
He just keeps thinking about money.
Nah.
I guess there was, as an example, we had a big show mid-last year, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We're used to shooting the first three songs, then basically getting out of there.
Absolutely.
Hanging around, loitering for a bit, and then next
outside the stadium.
Outside the stadium, yeah. But the publicist for this one made sure that we had use of a corporate box.
That's right.
Between acts. So it was great. It was raining, and we had somewhere that was sheltered, and we basically felt important or felt like
felt loved.
Wanted. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And they provided us with water and raincoats.
Yes.
And yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, more of that would be amazing.
I was there, and I actually keep talking about that, because that's one of the very few occasions I felt where the artists or the management of the artists actually felt for media, wanting to make sure they cared for us, and oh, that was yeah, super cool. That's really good. Ginny, any thoughts?
The Taylor Swift thing, absolutely. I agree with everything that you've both already said. I think one other thing that really made the difference was they wanted to make sure we got the best shots possible. Mm. So before Taylor came out, she took the time to actually go around and show us this is going to happen, she's going to come out here, and if you focus on this bit, then you'll get this shot. And I thought that was really great. They actually wanted to help us get the best possible shots, which is obviously in their best interests as well, because it helps to promote Taylor's upcoming shows and tour and everything. A big one for me, obviously, like, I don't have my own blog. I've got a personal website, mm-hmm, Instagram, Facebook, where I post images. So for me, I like to be able to share a couple of the images I've shot for the other blogs on my personal page, obviously linking back to whoever I've shot for. Mm-hmm. But when local bands don't re-credit and tag us, like, we do what we do for the
fuckers,
love of it.
Bastardos.
It is, you know, purely for the love of it. We don't make a lot of money. Half the time we don't make anything at all.
Right.
When I shoot local bands, like, I ask for costs covered if I'm going out of my way, because, you know, if you've got to park in the city and petrol, Auckland parking's not cheap. You're talking $20 plus some nights, depending on where you are,
even
obviously.
Even if you're 30 minutes there, you're paying $20, that's for sure.
Yeah, so all that little stuff goes a long way.
Right.
I'm really lucky. Majority of the bands I shoot are always really appreciative, tagging me whenever they share one of my images. But every now and then you get one that crops out your logo and puts an Instagram filter over it, and you're just sitting there going, oh, can you not?
Yeah, like,
that's my photo. That's,
I've already cropped it.
Yeah.
No,
next time I'll just not shoot you. I'll shoot your guitarist instead.
I'll have you know, I do have a list of bands that I will not go and shoot anymore, precisely for that. Because I felt that it's just abuse, you know?
It's exploitation in a way.
It is, absolutely.
It's taking our hard work and our time, and, you know, it's the late nights, it's the time away from our families, it's the days that we might be a little bit snappy because we're sleep deprived and everyone else has to tolerate that.
That's right, yeah.
And for the most part, it's usually an innocent oversight. A quick message and they're like, oh, sorry, I've added it now. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming. Cool. But when you don't get any response, or it's a, well, it's my picture in the image, so it's like, well, that's cool, I'll just take it down and not shoot you again.
Yeah. No. We have to get a list of a black book together so that we all share that. So as united we stand and say, well, no, if this is how you treat one photographer, you're practically doing it to all of us. But let's switch over to something a little bit more positive. Time for shout-outs. So we're going to start with Steve. Shout-out. Who you want to shout-out to?
Well, Lisa and Adam down in Palmy at music.net.nz.
Got to show some love, yes.
Yeah. You.
Ooh.
For allowing me on here to have a chat.
I am so loved today. Thank you, sir. Yep. I'll take that back. You're not a competitor.
Yes.
Doug.
I've got two as well. First, my partner, Megan Kerr. Yeah, she puts up with a lot with me, for sure. Always out shooting gigs. When I'm at home, I'm possibly not at home because my head's buried in my laptop looking at those 2,500 emails.
Oh, God.
yeah, so thanks so much for that. And also, I want to do a shout-out to Sarah Kidd.
Oh, Sarah. Love you, Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. Without Sarah Kidd, there would be no Ambient Light. I've tapered off a lot recently. She's always in there doing her thing.
How the fuck does she do it?
Oh. She is a machine.
Absolutely. I don't know how she does it.
Is she even human?
Well,
but that
knows?
Is the question. And by the way, let's not forget, I mean, Sarah commutes, right? So
yeah.
She doesn't get into a car and go back home in 15 minutes. So she puts a lot of time to go to gig and come back and write and stuff. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to steal it, but I'm just amazed about Sarah. Carry on. Sarah, we love you. And by the way, she writes some kick-ass reviews. Ginny.
There's a lot of people, actually. But predominantly, I really have to shout out to my fellow photographers. I mean, I've learned so much from you guys. You're all amazing, so supportive. I feel like I can ask the most bonehead questions. And
you make it easy, Ginny, actually. I have to say that you have such a pleasant personality that when you come to us, or to me particularly, it's always a pleasure.
And thank you.
Yeah, because there are some people I wouldn't give a shit about, but anyway.
thanks, Ruben. And obviously, the other person is my partner, Steve, not the Steve you've been listening to, but another Steve who writes the occasional review for a couple of these sites. And he's put up with my freakouts pre Taylor Swift going, oh my God, what am I doing? I don't know how to shoot Taylor Swift. How do I shoot from 50 meters away? What the hell am I? What am I doing? Yep, everyone's bore witness to it. He put up with it.
And you did some incredible shots.
Thanks.
You did.
Yeah, he's supportive of all my late nights and long hours. And yeah, he's great. So I'm very lucky to have an understanding partner.
Someone's going to get free lunch. And of course, I would love to give a shout out to all of you great people here. I could not say enough how much I've enjoyed the friendships that I've got and all those rantings over our private chat groups and sharing our frustrations of either it's artists or promoters or publicists or even other photographers in the pit, right? It's so good to be able to kind of talk to like-minded individuals, professionals, and yeah, be yourself and be human. I mean, I'm an asshole, I'm a bastard as well, but I just love to be able to talk to people and just zero fucks given, you know? So to all you wonderful people and to Megs as well, I really appreciate all the time that you spent with me, and I hope to spend more. Here's one for you.
Understand where you're coming from. If you've suffered enough, if you've suffered enough, I can understand what you're thinking of. I can see the pain that you're frightened of, and I'm only here to bring you freedom. Let's make it clear that this is freedom. No hidden catch, no strings attached. Just freedom. No hidden catch, no strings attached. Just freedom. Understand why I'm running scared. Now you understand why I'm running scared. And I'm only here to bring you freedom. Let's make it clear that this is freedom. No hidden catch, no string attached, just freedom. No hidden catch, no strings attached, just freedom. Hey girl, you've got to take this moment. Let go of complications.
Depeche Mode with Free Love to all the people that we had given shout-outs to and always in our thoughts. I'm curious now to ask Steve, what are the gigs that you're looking forward to in the next couple of months?
Mid-September, Corona Presents, Marco Road.
Okay.
Put on by Loop.
Oh, yes, okay.
There's a gig at the Powderhorn down at Okuni.
Okay.
So I was thinking about cruising down for that.
Wow. Bit of travelling down there for you. All good, all good.
Got time off work.
Brilliant. Yeah. Doug?
I've got a few, so I'm going to be real quick here and rattle off a list. We've got Miss June playing Whammy on 2nd of August. Miss June are amazing. We also have the Tate Award winner, Avantdale Bowling Club, playing at Power Station 24th of August. Aldous Harding playing Power Station 31st of August.
Can't miss that.
It's going to be amazing. And, of course, the three big ones for this bogan. We've got Cradle of Filth playing on 12th of September at the studio. Metallica and Slipknot playing together 31st of October at Mount Smart. And a personal favourite, Sisters of Mercy, are coming back to play at the Power
Station. Sisters of Mercy, I forgot that one. Oh, yeah. Good. Love that. Love that. That's going to be a cool show. Ginny.
Like Doug, I'm looking forward to Cradle of Filth. That should be a good one. And my friends in Chaosis, a band from Hamilton, are playing their album release at Ding's on my birthday, 28th of September. So
awesome.
Hopefully I don't get hit with a wheelchair. But it's going to be a good time. They're always incredibly fun to shoot.
Excellent. Well, once again, thank you so much, all of you, for being on episode 6 of the Bat Monkey Music Show. And to everyone else, this is the Bat Monkey Music Show every Sunday, 12:30 p.m. Who knows? We might get another Zero Fucks Given episode sometime soon. Love to you all.
Did you calm down, boy? How did I get mixed up with this fucking monkey?